this morning, amen, we've come to the best part of the service. I'm excited, amen, the home, we're going to do something special. But I want you to stand to your feet here with me this morning as we call up our speaker, no stranger to us, amen. He's my spiritual son, amen. I love him, I'm proud of him, amen. Proud of all our spiritual children, amen. But here recently, amen, he's been able to just get to come alongside of me and become a licensed minister in Victory Outreach, amen. And I don't know if I've shared this yet, but, you know, I wanted to make it clear, amen, that, you know, Brother Josh is no longer Brother Josh, amen, but he's Pastor Josh. You know, and it's important, amen, because this is the vision and coming to pass, amen. And I want the church, amen, to really get behind him and his wife, amen, and even the oldies but goodies, because sometimes we can get used to just, you know, Brother Josh or Josh. But we got to respect, amen, the office that he holds now, amen. It is something that he just wasn't given to him, amen. It just wasn't given to me, amen. We worked hard, amen, to be able to get to where we're at. He has sacrificed so many years, amen, running the home, helping me in the church, amen. And you know, to come to this place, amen, to be a man of the cloth, amen, a licensed minister in the greatest ministry of the world. Come on now. Come on, you believe that? Amen. I believe that. Amen. And to be able to hold this position along so many other great men of God that have gone before us, I know he doesn't take it lightly. Amen. I don't take it lightly. Amen. But as we continue to go forward, amen, let's remember, amen, that whenever we make reference to him, that we call him Pastor Josh, amen. Yes. That he is now an associate pastor, amen, here under me, amen, as an associate pastor, amen. And it's a good thing, amen. It shows that our church is growing, maturing, amen. And as we, you know, as we flow with it, and as we get behind him, and you get behind us as your pastors, amen, and just fall behind and rank and file. Because how many know that God is a God of order?
Yeah.
Amen. We might have been out there crazy, amen, in the world, but God saved us from crazy. Yeah. And he put order in our lives.
Good.
And I thank God for our leaders too, amen. Our leaders that understand that a spiritual authority, amen, that when we license him, you guys have submitted under him. Amen. Brother Irving, amen. They submitted under him, and you know, and our life group leaders and many others that have just come under, amen. And just know that, amen, that we are to respect that office, amen. But with all that said, amen, amen, it's a privilege and honor, amen, to call him up, amen, as he shares the word here this morning. Amen. Pastor Joshua Ruiz. Amen.
Come on,
give it up for
Jesus. Come on, we love Jesus.
Yeah.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. I'm going to go ahead and ask that they can go ahead and move the pulpit back. Amen. And set that chair out. We got something. You can be seated here this morning. We got something special for you. Amen. We're so blessed. I'm so excited to be back from Ontario, California. Yeah. Amen. The camp meeting 2018. It was a powerful, powerful experience. Amen. And I will never be the same, nor my wife, and along with those who went with us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Alex, Sister Beverly, Sister Victoria. Amen. Brother Akon. Amen. And we had a powerful time. Amen. It was a powerful time. Amen. And we will never be the same.
Amen.
Amen. And so we just, you know, the sermon title here is I'll Be in the Home for Christmas.
Well.
Amen. I'll be in the home for Christmas. So I'm going to be kind of sharing along that lines. But we got a special skit that we have here. Amen. That we're going to get to going after I open up in a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for our Victory Homes. We thank you for our beautiful church, our lovely pastors, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for this vision. God, we pray, Lord, that you would bless, God, Lord, this illustrated sermon, the skit, God, the preaching. God, Lord, let it bless our hearts here this morning. In Jesus' name, we all say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we have a special guest. He's going to be coming out here. Amen. And enjoy yourselves here this morning.
List. I got it right here. I memorized them.
but if some of y'all done a bad list, y'all better get.
Come on.
Ho, ho, ho. I got some gifts right here for the kids, you know. I got two gifts right here. I'm waiting for them to come out. You know, I'm going, hello, how are you doing here? What's your name?
Okay, remember, smile over here.
What's your name?
Okay, oh, look over
on,
here. You
don't
ready?
Be shy. Come on, take a picture with Santa.
Okay, so picture on three, okay? Y'all get ready. One, two, and three.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So,
do you want to tell Santa Claus what you wanted for Christmas?
What you want for Christmas? I hope, don't make that list too long.
Boxing gloves.
Boxing gloves and what else?
What else he wants on your list for Santa? Oh, that's a good list. I've heard that so many times. Well, here's some for you.
What?
Well, you were between the good and the bad list, but you still got something. You know, you're in between, but I got you something. You know, it's I know it is supposed to be, but like I said, you're in between the good and the bad. I've seen the list. So, you know, how you doing? So you've been so quiet over here. You know, you didn't want to take a picture of Santa, and Santa was all sad and stuff, you know. But, you know, I'm here. Ho, ho, ho. So what do you want for Christmas?
Merry Christmas on three. One, two, three. Merry Christmas.
Oh, I got a picture. Wow, I think I was going to get it. So what do you want for Christmas?
I don't want anything, I just want for my dad to change.
All you want your dad to change, huh? Well, check it out, son. I can't fix that. Santa just here once a year to give you a gift and give you a toy.
Wow.
And bring you some kind of joy for the moment. But as far as your dad, you. I'm so sorry. I can't do that.
Wow. Okay, Santa, we're done here.
All right.
Hey, Frankie? Come here. What's wrong?
I wanted my dad to change, but I can't do anything about it.
Okay. You want your dad to change? Well, you know, Santa Claus can't do that. He only brings toys, but we all know that that's all his... Well, he really doesn't even... That's not his job, and Christmas is not all about gifts and Santa Claus and everything. But you know what? Let's pray for your dad, okay? I know a real special place that your dad can go to, okay? And it's called the Victory Home, okay? And we have one just special right for him, right down off at 730 Tabley Street here in Grand Prairie. Let's pray for him. Just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
We just pray. That Frankie's dad.
That my dad.
Goes into the Victory Home.
That he goes into the Victory Home.
Make a way.
Make a way.
And make him new.
And make them new.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go.
Zone. Wake up, Ben Zone. Time to get up. Time to get up and pray. Pray God. Got no coffee? Come on, tighten it up, guys. Tighten it up.
We're going to have breakfast.
Come on, get your shoes on, guys. Come on, tighten it up, Richard. Fix yourself up. Mind the Grinch, she's just there. This morning we're going to go do prayer requests. This morning, I'm going to give a verse before we do. It says in Thessalonians 5:16. It says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks
in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
I'm going to start off with Beverly.
My prayer request is to give me strength and wisdom.
Strength and wisdom is wonderful. Victoria?
Well, I pray for sugar, you know. We haven't had any sugar in the home in 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So I pray for sugar.
Amen.
I just want to thank God. It's my first Christmas sober. I ain't drinking no more. I ain't smoking no more. And I just want to pray that God continues to use us to go out and reach more souls.
Yeah. I thank the Lord for the oatmeal we have in the morning, but I want steak.
I want to pray for peace in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I pray that God would just strengthen my roots.
Amen.
I'd like y'all to pray for my family and God raise me up to be a good husband and father.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to pray for strength and perseverance in the home. Get me to graduation and help see me through to UTC.
Amen.
You ain't got no prayer petitions, brother? Why is everybody so happy? I don't even want to be in this place. I could be watching the game. I could be with my family, man. I don't even know why they brought me here. Look at you guys all happy. All these prayer requests. What's so happy about it? My life is ruined. I don't want any of this. Man. Here.
No prayer request.
Brother Joe, you know the home is the best place for you to be for Christmas.
That's right. Come on.
This morning we're going to get into some praise and worship. The word says in Psalm 65, it says, shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing glory of his name and make his praise glorious. We can all get together with a beat.
I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free, and I'm free, free, free. Jesus set me free. Free, free, free. Jesus set me free. Free, free, free. Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
And I used to be a Grinch, but Jesus set me free.
I used to be a Grinch, but Jesus set me free. I used to be a Grinch, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
And I'm free, free, free.
Jesus set me free. Free, free, free. Jesus set me free. Free, free, free. Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Right there where you're at, just let's lift our hands. We're going to turn that attitude of praise into worship. Amen. Hallelujah. You thought I was worth saving.
Come on.
So you life you thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know you thought I was worth saving.
So
you came and changed my life.
Come on.
You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
I remember coming in the home, I was lost, I was bound. I was bound, I had chains on my life. I was bound to methamphetamine addiction, sexual morality. I lost everything that I had. I didn't have no path, no direction in my life. It wasn't until God came into my life. I thank God for the Men's Victory Home, because I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for my pastors, if it wasn't for my leaders. I thank God for raising up a powerful church like Victory Outreach, Grand Prairie. He gave me a life. He gave me a vision. He gave me a purpose. It was all because I was willing. And God put his hand upon my life. And I'll never go back to the old ways. He's a miracle working God. And if that's you right now, I want to let you know that God is real. That he can change a man like me. A no good dad. A deadbeat dad, a no good person, a drug addict, an idolater, a sexual moroliter, and he can change your life.
Yes.
I just want to let you know that God changed me.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for that, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Yes.
He's given me eternal life. He's given me a purpose.
Yes.
He's given me a vision.
Yes.
He's given me a calling.
Yes.
He's made me a good father.
Oh.
I'm no longer a bad father. I'm a good dad.
Yes,
in
yes.
Jesus' name.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that I am a graduate from the Victory Home.
Yeah.
That 6 years ago, I came into the Victory Home, and that's where God grabbed a hold of my life.
Yeah.
That's where he began to change me and mold me. He began to tell me that I had purpose, that my life had meaning, that it wasn't just about waking up each day just to get high, just to get by. It wasn't about just waking up each day trying to find something to do, because he already had a plan for my life. I graduated that home, and God has done great things in my life. I've been out of the home for 5 years now. I've been serving God for 6 years now. God has given me a beautiful wife. God has restored me to my children. God has done a great thing in my life. I've been leading the gang. I've been preaching behind the pulpit. God has given me opportunity. I'm here to let you know that I am the evidence that God works, that God uses the home, that God is still doing that today. So I'm here to let you know, encourage these men, encourage the women to stay in the home, to finish, to complete, because God has great things for their lives. Never did I see this coming. But God is good, amen?
Amen. Just saying the attitude of worship. Raise your hands right there. Hallelujah. Sing with all our soul.
Come on, give the Victory Homes a hand this morning. Come on, give them a hand. Amen. Give Jesus a hand. Come on. How many know he set him free this morning? Praise the Lord. We serve a powerful God. Amen. Nothing's impossible for God here this morning. Amen. Thank you, Victory Homes. Amen. Come on, give it up one more time for the Victory Homes. The VOGP Men's and Women's Home. Praise the Lord. If I could have some guys help out with the pulpit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Here this morning, you know, that was just a short illustration. That was just a short picture of how we start our day in the Victory Homes. Amen. We start our day with prayer in the morning. Come on, somebody. How many pray in the morning? Amen.
Come on.
We pray in the morning. Amen. We worship God in the morning. And God does miracles right there in the Victory Home. Amen. And so that's just, you know, a short skit. I'll be in the home for Christmas. Amen. And, you know, how many know that that's a good place to be? Amen. It's a good place to be right there in the Victory Homes. And so that's kind of going to go along with what I'm going to be preaching here this morning. Amen. And if you guys have your Bibles, you can turn to John chapter 15. Amen. John chapter 15. And I'm going to be sharing, you know, about God's will here this morning. Amen. And so here this morning, you know, it's God's will for those men and for those women to be in the home. Amen. Amen. It is God's will for them to be there in the home and getting restored and getting delivered and being set free. Amen. But how many know that God has a will for our life too?
Yeah.
Amen. You're here in the church. You're there in the gang. Amen. You're there as an usher. You're there, amen, serving God in your life groups. Come on, somebody. Amen. And that's God's will for your life.
Yeah.
See, we can say that here this morning. We'll be in the home for Christmas.
Amen.
We'll be in the home for Christmas. Where will you be? Where will you be here this morning? Amen. Where will you be on Christmas morning? Amen. Are you going to be there? Are you going to be serving God? Are you going to be grateful? Amen. And know the reason for the season. That it's not just about opening up gifts. It's not just about being with family. That's all good. But we know that the reason for the season is Jesus. That he's the greatest gift that we receive for Christmas. So I want to talk about being in God's will here this morning. Amen.
Amen. Good.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And as you're there in John chapter 15, amen, I'm going to start right there in verse 1. And the word of God reads like this. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Verse 4, remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Father, in the name of Jesus, here this morning, I pray, God, that you would minister to our hearts, minister to your people here this morning. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in all of our lives. We pray that you would just have your way. In Jesus' name, we all say,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, so here this morning, I want to talk about being in God's will. Staying connected to the vine, staying connected to Jesus, staying connected to God. Amen. Because how many know that he is the true vine here this morning? Amen. And we got to stay connected to God. If you're going to be successful in life, if you're going to bear some fruit in life, amen. If you're going to walk like Jesus, if you're going to talk like Jesus, amen. If you're going to be about kingdom business here this morning, then you got to stay connected to the vine. And when you're connected to the vine, then you're in his divine will for your life. And that's what I want to talk about here this morning, amen. About being in God's will, about serving God, about staying connected to the vine, amen. Because when you stay connected to the vine, amen, then you will bear fruit in your life.
Amen.
How many want to bear fruit here this morning? Amen. When people look at you, you don't want them to see you. You want them to see Jesus.
Amen.
How many want that here this morning? Amen. That when you go to work, come on, amen, and your boss sees you and he says, man, there's something different about you. I just can't put my finger on it. I don't know. You don't even talk the same no more. You don't even hang out with us no more. Amen. And there's something different about you. And you know that it's Jesus. Come on, somebody. And when you go to school, amen, and you're right there, and you're hanging out with all the kids there at school, and you're not interested in all the things that they're doing. Matter of fact, amen, you're right there, and you pull out that Bible, and you say, hey, come check this out. I want to share something with you. It's because you're connected to the vine. You're in God's will for your life. Huh?
Yes.
I can say that statement that I will be in the home for Christmas.
Come on.
But for me, that's simply saying I'm going to be in God's good, perfect, and pleasing will for my life. Where are you at? Are you in God's will here this morning? See, you know, some people, you know, they can hear that statement and they can say, and you know, I'll be in the home for Christmas. And then you can look at that two different ways. You can see that statement negatively or positively. You can see it as a pessimistic or an optimistic. You can see that and you can hear that and you can hear it with the ears of the flesh or you can hear it with the ears of the spirit. Come on, somebody. And that's how it is, amen. People will, the statement that you make as a Christian, I'm a man of God, I'm a woman of God, I go to church, I pay my tithes, I'm a giver, amen. I go to life group, I don't do that no more. People will look at that statement in two different ways.
Come on,
Come on, somebody.
Come on now.
And so we want to be people that we know that when we're in God's will, that's the best thing that we can possibly do. Amen. Yes. Is being God's will for our life.
That's right. That's right.
See, now I know here this morning that I'm not just preaching to the Victory Homes,
right,
but I'm preaching, amen, to the church. Is the church in the house?
Yes.
I said, is the church BOGP? Yes. Are you in the house this morning?
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. And here this morning, I gotta know my stuff and know who I'm stuffing here this morning. Because I can preach to the homes. Amen. We get up, we preach. Amen. It's a whole different, come on, ball game when we preach to the homes. Amen. But whenever we share to the church, amen, you know, not everybody's in the home. But God does have a good and a perfect pleasing will for your life.
Yeah.
Whether you're in the gang, whether you're a married couple, whether you're a single here this morning, whether you're in the worship team, whether whatever it is that God, wherever God has you, amen, there's a perfect will for your life.
Yes.
See, now here this morning, amen, I just want to share real briefly, you know, three things about being in God's will. Good. Amen. Three things that I want to share with you about being in God's will. And I'm going to go through it. Amen. And I hope that you're taking notes. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
That you got the hat of a student on here this morning. Amen. And so the first thing is this about God's will is that it's simple. God's will is simple.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
That's good.
It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. Come on, somebody. Amen. Good. But God's will for your life is simple. Amen. All you got to do, come on, is just receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and walk with them for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Huh? But some people, they make it real difficult.
Come on now.
They think that God's will is will for their life is real difficult. I don't know what I'm called to be. I don't know what if I'm called to be a missionary, an evangelist, a pillar in the house of God. I don't know if I'm gonna go take a city. I don't know what God has for my life. What does God have for me? What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? He told his first disciples this. He said, drop your nets and follow me. Drop your nets and follow me. Isn't that simple instruction here this morning? He didn't say, let me pull out the whiteboard. Let me go ahead and make this mathematical equation. You got to, amen, in order for you to get here, you got to do this. No, he said, follow me. That's real simple. Even a kindergarten could do that. All you need to write, follow the leader. Follow the just one step at a time. He's right there in front of you. Just follow him. Amen. And I know some of you are here. You might be thinking, amen, well, how can I follow Jesus if I don't see him?
Come on.
Well, what's the next best thing? Come on, somebody. Amen. The next best thing is the men and God, the men of God and the women of God that God puts in your life.
Yes.
Your pastors, your leaders, your life group leaders. Amen.
Come on now.
Huh?
That's right.
That's all we got to do is just follow.
Yes.
What did Paul say? Paul the apostle, he says, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And I know here this morning that we got pastors, amen, that they are following Jesus. Amen. That they are staying right there on the coattail of Jesus. Amen. And they ain't going to let go. Come on, somebody. And they're leading the congregation. They're leading the sheep. They're leading us as we follow our pastors. Come on. As we follow our leaders. Amen. They're not going to lead us off a cliff. Come on, somebody. But they're following Jesus. I know my pastors. I've lived with my pastors. Come on, somebody. I lived with them. I watched them every day when I was with them. Get up and pray and get in the word and study the word and just be about ministry. I've never seen them argue. I've never seen them, come on, slip up. I've never seen any of that. Amen. They are living as holy as they can. Come on, somebody. We got great leaders in the house. I know Brother Irvin. I've seen him go through the men's home. Come on, somebody. I know the leaders here. I've seen the process. And that's the blessing of sticking around. That's the blessing of being faithful. That's the blessing of saying, I don't want the world. I'm going to stay right here in the will of God. And I'm going to follow my pastor. I'm going to follow my leaders. And I'm going to do whatever it is that they lead me to do.
Good.
Get plugged in Becky. Go to a life group. Do this. Do that. And I've done that for the last 7 years. And look what God has done.
Yes.
I said, look what God has done. And many of us can say that here this morning. Many of us can say we have that same testimony. That all I had to do was just follow my pastors.
Yeah.
Amen. And just walk and follow them.
Good.
Drop what's in your hand. Drop your plan. I bet you when Jesus told Peter that, drop your net and follow me. Just picture that. Drop your net. And he's right there like, drop my net. This is my job.
Come on.
This is my bread and butter right here.
This is
what puts food on the table. This is how I take care of my family. This is all I've ever known. I don't know anything else. You mean you want me to let go of this net right here and follow you? You know what that signifies? That's the decision that you will make whenever you accept Jesus in your heart as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And from there, you drop that. Okay, I'm done with this life.
Yeah.
I'm done doing things my way.
Yeah.
I'm done doing things the way I used to do it. I'm putting down, come on, some of you didn't have a net. You had a pipe in your hand. You had a bottle in your hand. And then you were holding the hand of Delilah. You were holding the hand, come on, of somebody that used to beat you. You were holding the hand of the devil. So drop that and follow Jesus.
Yes.
Follow Jesus. That's the best thing that you could ever do in your life.
Yes.
Second, real quick, is this. Is that sometimes whenever you follow Jesus, it's not going to make sense.
Yeah, that's right.
It won't always make sense. Come on, somebody. It's not going to make sense. Whenever the guys want to come into the home, you want to come into the home? Okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you a few things before you come. Before you commit yourself to a year in the home, this is what it's going to take. You can't have a phone.
Come on.
You can't have a job.
Come on.
You can't have those cigarettes.
Come on.
Huh? And you can't leave here for 1 year.
Yeah.
You gotta stay here. There's no in and out here. Come on, somebody. I know we like in and out. I like in and out, but there ain't no in and out in the men's home. Come on, somebody. You're gonna stay here for 1 year and you're gonna pick up something else. You're gonna let go of that stuff and you're gonna pick up prayer. You're gonna pick up fasting. You're gonna pick up that Bible. You're gonna pick up your church attendance. You're gonna pick it up here this morning. That's all it is. Drop something and pick something up. When God told Abraham, leave your country, leave your family, leave all those things behind and go to a place I will show you. It didn't make sense. I didn't make sense. And I want you guys to stand with me here this morning. Sometimes God is going to tell you to do something and it's not going to make no sense. It's not going to make sense. But it didn't make sense for that man that wanted to be healed of leprosy. And Elijah told him, go jump in the river. Go jump in the river 7 times. And you will be healed. Did that make sense? No, it didn't make no sense. He was like, can't you just lay hands on me and I'll be healed? Come on, I heard you're the prophet. I heard you're the man of God. And I heard you can do miracles. Can't you just lay your hand on my head and I will be healed?
Come on.
I wish it was that easy. Come on, somebody. There's a process. And sometimes everybody here, we all got different processes. But you just got to walk. If you want to be healed, go through it. Whatever it is that God has called you to do. If you need counseling in your marriage, if you need the men's home, if you need to get plugged into the gang, if you need to stay plugged into a life group, if you need to come to church, like Pastor said, if you need to handcuff your hand to the door of the church, come on, somebody, and you stay there. Every time those doors are open, you are there.
Yes.
Whatever you gotta do, you know what you need, you know what you gotta do, you know what God has told you to do, then just do it. It's going to be a step of faith. It's going to be a step of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands all over this place. Oh, God is in this place right now. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands. God has something good for you, Victory Outreach. God has something great for you, man of God, woman of God. Married couple, you might have came in one way. You might have came in and your marriage is on the rocks. You might have came in here this morning, amen, and you have no direction, no purpose in your life. You might have came here this morning and maybe you might be addicted, afflicted. You might be sick in body. Oh, but I want to let you know that Jesus could do the impossible of you this morning. Amen. That Jesus can deliver you. That he can set you free. That he can do a mighty miracle in your life. Right now, what you got to do is you got to make that decision. Are you going to drop what's in your hand? Are you going to drop the doubt? You got to drop that discouragement. You got to let go of that habit that you have. You got to let go of that sin that you're holding on to. You might even like gotta let go of that relationship. Amen. If that's you, if you want to let go of your sin, you want to let go of the world, you want to let go of whatever it is that's holding you back, these altars are open. Come follow Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God's will, that it's good, that it's perfect, and that it's pleasing. It's good. God's will for your life is good. The word of God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future." You got a future in God. You got a future in God. Nothing can compare to it. God has a plan for your life. Amen. I want to pray for you. Just lift your hands up right now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here and you need to initiate a relationship with Jesus, if you're here and you're not saved, amen, maybe you backslid. Maybe you ran from God like I did. I ran from God one time. Well, you can come on back. He's just a turn away. That's all he is. He's a turn away. He's a prayer away. And that's you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to repeat a prayer here this morning. Amen. It's real simple. It's not complicated. It's real simple. Just with every head bowed and every eye closed, that's you. I want you to repeat this. And I want everybody just to say the simple prayer. Say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for me. Please, God, forgive me of all my sins. Have mercy on me. I turn from the world. I turn from my sin. I turn to you. Be my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Oh, God's presence is here. Come on. Hallelujah. That's the best decision you've ever made in your life. That's the beginning of a brighter tomorrow. Hallelujah.